Well, as summer comes to an end, Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh's administration is anticipating some of the problems that plague the city during the winter. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the city will try a new sidewalk snow removal program.
It is a major concern among residents because pedestrians are forced to walk in the streets when sidewalks are covered in snow. Corey Driscoll Dunham, Syracuse's director of operations, says this year the city will keep the sidewalks clear on 20 miles of priority streets.
These streets were identified by data that we received that were high pedestrian areas, higher vehicular traffic that posed more of a safety risk to pedestrians and also neighborhood destinations like grocery stores, like convenience stores, like schools, libraries. And so this is just a first step.
The city is requesting proposals from private contractors to do the work. But at a snow safety summit earlier this year, residents favored having city workers clear the sidewalks. Driscoll Dunham says that is still an idea they are interested in pursuing. In the meantime, snow removal contractor Rick Keir of ProScapes says he needs some points clarified.
Like, who's going to be liable if somebody slips and falls on one of these sidewalks? Is it going to be the contractor who was supposed to be clearing it? Is it going to be the property owner who was supposed to be doing it himself? Is it going to be the city?
Driscoll Dunham says property owners along the routes are still responsible for clearing their sidewalks, and the city's program is just a supplemental service. The goal is to have the program ready by December. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.